Test 69, section 3, question 18. Here we have a flaw question, and this says, last year we made 13% profit on the high-end models, those over 1,000, while low-end, below 1,000, it was at least 25%. Okay, so we have a higher percentage on the lower price models. Since there is a limit to how many models we can display and sell, we should sell only low-end models. So we should only send low-end models. This would maximize our profits, since we would probably sell as many low-end models if that is all we sold, as we would sell both kinds combined if we continued to sell both. So it's basically saying because we have a higher percentage on the low-price models, we should sell those because we'll make more money. Well, the problem with this is that it fails to take into account percentage versus actual numbers. So, for example, if the typical low-end model only costs about $200 and you make 25% of that, well, that's not a whole lot of money. That's only going to be $50. But if the high end is $2,000, then all of a sudden you're making $260 per sale. So it all depends on what the numbers are. So this is percent of what? And so it fails to take into account that it's a percentage of a larger number. So A, the argument fails to consider the possibility that money earned on high-end computer is significantly higher than the money earned on each low-end. That's exactly what we said. So I like A, I would take it and run, but let's look at the others. The argument fails to address the possibility that despite the price differential, the store sold as many high-end as low-end. It's not about the volume. We want to know what's the profit per sale. C, the argument ignores the possibility some customers who come into the store expecting to purchase a low-end end up purchasing high-end. We don't really care. We want to know about what will generate the most profits. The argument presumes without justification that the sole objective in managing the computer store should be. No, it isn't assuming that that should be the sole objective in managing it. It does assume that it should be a significant factor. But it doesn't have to assume that that's the sole objective. And this says presumes without justification, and then it's too strong, because remember, presumes is the same as assumes. And turns it into an assumption. The argument fails to recognize that future sales of low-end may not be the same as past sales. Well, that really isn't necessarily going to, isn't the big problem with this, because the biggest problem is that it just doesn't take into account percentage versus actual numbers. And it is possible that future sales may not be the same, but that's not necessary for it to say that. And so, therefore, A is definitely our best answer.